Good afternoon. Sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing clouds today as high pressure, which brought us a cold morning across the region, slides off the eastern seaboard. We'll have a developing southerly wind flow, and this will help push temperatures into the lower to mid-40s on average for afternoon highs, despite the increasing cloud cover. The high pressure will hold on enough to keep us dry throughout the day and even into the evening hours. However, the clouds will thicken overnight. Temperatures will drop down toward freezing by midnight and then begin to rebound back through the 30s as precipitation approaches in the form of light and scattered showers from the west. Some places hanging on to cold enough temperatures will see a few wet snowflakes by morning and maybe a few slick spots first thing tomorrow. Other locations well enough into the 30s will have just scattered rain showers. Tomorrow morning, we'll wake up to cloudy skies and temperatures in the 30s with light and spotty rain showers. During the afternoon, expect more clouds and scattered showers as temperatures push into the middle and upper 40s. The front will push through late Friday night and into the day on Saturday. It will become breezy and colder with a mix of sun and clouds, highs right around 40 degrees. Another disturbance will push through late Saturday night with little, if any, precipitation, but a burst of Arctic air will accompany this next disturbance, and as it swings through, it'll be windy and much colder on Sunday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we'll have a few passing flurries and snow showers. Temperatures will only be in the 20s for highs, and with the wind, it'll feel like it's closer to zero throughout the afternoon. We'll rebound slightly on Monday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as that next area of high pressure works its way off the coast, and highs will reach the lower 30s, then middle and upper 30s with a chance of a few light snow showers on Tuesday. Right now, it looks like the next storm will be too far to the east and off the east coast on Wednesday for the big travel day. Still, we'll put at least the chance of a few rain or snow showers in the forecast with our eyes on the coast, as highs on Wednesday will reach to just about 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving through the Intermountain West will produce snow and freezing rain heading into the weekend. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of the Colorado Rockies where 8 to 16 inches of snow is expected. A winter weather advisory is in effect for other parts of the Intermountain region where 3 to 7 inches of snow will accumulate in the valleys and 6 to 12 inches across the higher terrain. And out on the plains, a large part of both Kansas and Oklahoma are under winter weather advisories as well for the potential for freezing rain to develop today and continue into tomorrow. And the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Melissa. Melissa is located about 625 miles west of the Azores and is racing east-northeast at 32 miles per hour with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 2 below zero at Cutbank, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston, sunny in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers developing and highs in the mid 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 70, set in 1931, and the record low, 7, in 1879. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy with a few scattered rain or snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with a few scattered rain showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, scattered rain showers, milder mid to upper 40s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds near 40. Very cold on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, blustery only in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, back to 32. Upper 30s with a chance of snow showers on Tuesday, and rain or snow showers scattered on Wednesday with highs near 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.